With going to Puck in the eighth inning, just how sort of limited were you guys with the bullpen options today?
Yeah, we were down. We weren't going to use all of our guys that had pitched here the last couple games. Puck had the eighth, Roma had the ninth, and we had Guerra after that and or before, and Birch was linked today. So some days it's like that. It was a good opportunity for AJ too, when he gets two out, nobody on, and you know, obviously the walk, which probably debatable on the 3-2 pitch, but you know, two out walks a lot of time end up hurting you.
Knowing all that, how valuable and what did you think of what you got from Frankie today with the start?
Yeah, you know, you pitch in a, you know, 1-0 game, 0-0, 1-0, throw seven innings over 100 and some pitches, it wears you out a little bit. But man, we needed that. He knew it going in, and the way Webb had been pitching, we knew, you know, going out that you probably have to keep the runs to a minimum, and he did. He gave us everything we needed to have a chance to win.
Our team.
Bob, just obviously with, you know, Chris being out here for who knows how long, Frankie's been on a roll here since early July. Just for him to kind of step in as, you know, potentially an ace, I mean, how big would this be just for the rest of the season if he can continue this?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, he has the stuff to do it. You know, we've seen him dominate games, and that's a really good lineup that he had to go through and, you know, did it for seven innings. And like I said, going out there knowing you're probably going to have to pitch deep in the game and knowing that, you know, you're going to have to keep runs at a premium with Webb. So, yeah, he has the ability to do that. And, you know, he's been doing it for a nice stretch here. He's gotten his ERA to 4, so it means he's been on quite a roll.
We'll finish with Steve Berman.
How tempted were you to let Montas at least start the eighth inning just based on how well he looked in the seventh inning? He looked really strong there.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. I had talked to him. I thought he was ready to, he was done, in my opinion. You can ask him, but I think he was a little bit tired there at the end. You know, every inning you go out there in a game like that, it's a lot. So, you know, you throw that hard, and I think he gave us what he needed to that point.
It was kind of tough to tell from your angle. If Cannon had actually rounded third and gone all the way home on the ball that Solana dropped, do you think he would have been out by a good distance, or do you think it would have been a close play?
You know what? I don't know. That's a tough one. You're not talking about the ball that nicked him, potentially nicked him. You're talking about on the double by Marte.
Right.
Yeah, that's tough to tell. That's tough to tell. I mean, you know, he bobbled it, but, you know, at that point in time, it's a – at some point in time, you got to hold them too. So that's a tough call.